Welcome to the Longest Trainee Sunday podcast, a production by Emory University students in David Morgan's Play Make Write Think class.
Time has stopped. Everything is uncertain. We're physically distanced and socially disconnected as a pandemic and fights for justice rage around us.
The world might be forever changed after the events of 2020, but where does that leave us in the meantime?
It felt to a lot of us like one almost unending rainy afternoon, staring at video screens.
Either to escape, to connect, or to imagine a better way forward.
Even the World Health Organization, 1 year after designating video game addiction as a mental health disorder, is now urging people to play more video games
and celebrate the important messages that the video games industry can communicate.
So in this series, we'll turn our critical gaze to the games we have been playing, examine what they have to offer right now.
How do these games define identity, foster a sense of belonging, encourage empathy, or subvert systems?
How do they encourage certain types of problem solving and learning?
What sorts of values do they promote?
The world hit pause, so let's hit play.
Welcome to the third episode of the series titled Unity in Among Us and Quarantine. And in this episode, we'll probe into a game that became widely popular within the last 3 months. But before we dive into the topic, I want to first introduce my team members who have done a fantastic job and put this all together, Elaine Han and Andy Kim.
For this specific episode, Jimmy Wong will be our wonderful producer.
And Elaine will be my dear co-producer. And we're actually doing this on a rainy Sunday, which is exactly the title of our entire series, The Longest Rainy Sunday.
So what do you think when you hear the phrase, The Longest Rainy Sunday?
I think of chips and salsa. Yeah, chips and salsa, that's right. A little bit of these and some cheese and hot sauce, you're good to go. But guess what? This is not the time of any of these. This is the time of Among Us. This game almost came out of nowhere in the midst of the pandemic. Indeed, it is not recognized or heard from a long time. It was carefully waiting and waiting, and in September 2020, it received over 100 million downloads, and the player count rose to 3.8 million concurrent players at its peak. Get excited, guys! I know Andy is, and he'll tell you about how this game is played.
Thanks, Jimmy. Among Us is a low-graphic, indie online multiplayer social deduction game. The participants for each game are categorized as either imposters or crewmates. The imposter's goal is to secretly kill off the crewmates while trying to keep their identity anonymous. They have the ability to sabotage certain facets of the game, like closing off doors and turning off the lights, which disable crewmate vision, and also the ability to vent, which enable them to move swiftly throughout the entire map. Each round ends with a discussion period during which players can kill off a player by voting. The crewmates win if they vote off the imposters or complete their individualized set of tasks scattered around the map. The imposters win if they outnumber or match the number of crewmates. Among Us received an influx of popularity, mostly due to Twitch streamers and YouTubers playing the fun party game.
Exactly right, Andy. The idea of having a remote party online sounds very intriguing. And Elaine, would you share a little bit about your experience playing this game Among Us?
Sure, Jimmy. Well, first, I really agree with what Andy previously said. Among Us is indeed a social game that requires deduction skills. Furthermore, my strong impression about the game is that the connection we have to make with our teammates is to go through a series of cooperation, discussion, and decision. While the ultimate goal is to win the victory no matter which side of the game we're in, I enjoy the process of engaging with others more, especially during such a pandemic time.
Well said. Thank you, Elaine. Among Us actually received a 95% positive rating on Steam, and people like it for different reasons. For our process of critical play, we find that there is one key characteristic of Amanus that is representative of what people are looking for during the current pandemic. Among Us has become famous because it is a game that emphasizes mutual collaboration and strengthens bonds between people. And this emphasis on a group identity effectively appeals to players worldwide who are stuck at home, lost, confused, eagerly trying to find a purpose on a long, rainy Sunday afternoon.
In her book, Critical Play, Mary Flanagan says, by playing together, people form close communities and develop a group identity and a sense of belonging.
When you look at how people discover their own identities, there is usually the word group associated with it. That being said, we tend to know who we are from interacting with other people. And right now, in the big context of COVID, self-identity is to some degree lost. Many lives are suffering, many people lost their jobs, and some people feel hopeless, and others wonder how they can get things back to normal. And I believe the rise of Amanus shows that people want to play and redefine their identities, and they do so by making connections to friends and other players online. Therefore, Amanus serves as a tool that people can make connections with their friends or find a sense of belonging in a larger group, and also understand the self.
Throughout the game, one would see that Among Us is full of the notion of togetherness. Simply put, players experience a strong connection with each other.
For example, when players report a dead body on a spaceship, the game system will automatically set up an emergency meeting with every player in it. Then players actively communicate with each other during the meeting in order to better determine who's the imposter.
How this game drives players to reach the same goal is characterized by the word unity. Also by design, this game pushes people to communicate with each other. One may not notice that somehow the constraint of this game model is time. Even though there is not a physical clock ticking, you almost feel that you are always rushed. Therefore, the imposter has to kill crewmates quickly and frequently, driven by crewmates' efforts in completing all individual tasks and winning the entire game. And in the end, every extra kill reported means every extra collective meeting that needs to take place.
Would you feel excited if the resources a player used during the game are all created by each other?
Yeah, I know. Amazing, right? That is the theme of unity as well. In this game, Among Us, our knowledge or intuitions are based solely on the information that other players leave us. Whatever it's a dead body of a player that is killed by an imposter, or a hidden lie behind someone's words, you name it. Thus, connection is a must in Among Us, because we actually rely on each other to exchange new valuable information.
We found a way to describe this dependent way of playing in a more straightforward fashion, playing against each other, playing from each other.
And now a good question for us to ask is, does this dependent way of playing manifest a good design of the medium of the game? How do you know if Among Us truly speaks to its audiences by forcing them to rely on each other?
This actually requires a first-hand, in-depth look into the rhetorical situation of this game. What kind of video game players is the game designed for? Well, since Among Us functions as a team bonding slash socializing party game, it is designed for players who want to spend time with friends together online. Due to the pandemic this year, many people are in need of hanging out virtually as, in reality, we are quarantined and disconnected from each other. The rising need of working together instead of alone, collectively instead of individually, represents the key purposes that many people want to play games this year. Thus, Among Us has a perfect design of medium, because it fits people's expectations right on the spot. People hope to collaborate and play as a team, and Among Us has them all united in the same server.
To elaborate on what Jimmy said, Among Us is a multiplayer party game in which you have to psychoanalyze your friend's behavior. You assess their suspiciousness as they maneuver around the map, doing or maybe even taking tasks. During each discussion period, you also assess speech patterns. Do they use filler words? Do they go headfirst and start hard accusing people that are only a little suspicious? Do they relentlessly defend themselves that they are crewmates, although all the evidence proves otherwise? Players look for these kinds of behavior changes on a psychoanalytical level to ultimately uncover the truth. Thus, this game is learning about more about your friends. As you play more and more of the game, you learn interesting facets of people's personality that you may have not known before. This game is the perfect tool that strengthens existing friendships and also develop new ones, which is as important as ever during this pandemic. Interestingly enough, around the same time Among Us received a boom in popularity, there's another game that received a similar amount of hype, Fall Guys, a multiplayer game that also gained similar popularity from Twitch streamers and YouTubers playing it. This highlights two key things. First, just how influential content creators on these gaming platforms have over the gaming world. And secondly, and more importantly, how people have been longing to divert their isolation by getting back to socializing with their friends through this multiplayer party games. So, thank you Among Us for alleviating our loneliness.
So, in a long, rainy Sunday, we sit down at our desk. We look at the world right now, and we feel upset. And some of us want to do something about it. And we open a game called Among Us, where we find purposes, identities, and valuable time with our friends. Collaborating, bonding, these things all demonstrate one key message, that is unity. Unity. And we're therefore able to imagine a better way forward with unity.
We hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast, The Longest Rainy Sunday, the podcast produced by Jimmy Wong, Yilin Han, and Andy Kian this week, instructed by Professor Morgan at Emory University. Check out the resources listed below in our bibliography and stay tuned for the next week's podcast. Bye.
Bye.